Welcome to Stuttering is Cool. My name is Danny, coming to you from Toronto, Canada, and apparently from London, England as well. This is going to be an episode that is the second episode taking place during a stuttering meetup. Now, I am not there in person. I'm there in digital form. The meetup is actually happening in London, England. It is after midnight London time, and can you guys actually I will let you guys introduce yourselves.
Okay, I'm Pam from New York.
I'm Tuna from Norway.
I'm Lisa
from London.
No, it's not. From Milton Keynes, not London.
And where is Milton Keynes? Or Keynes? I'm not sure if I pronounce it correctly. Milton Keynes. Where is that located?
About an hour from London.
Okay, so I'm not entirely incorrect. You guys did do some sightseeing today. Am I correct?
Oh, yes, we
so
did.
Technically, there is a meetup, and there was one yesterday. So, oh, I hear a male voice.
That would be our Indian Dubabe Glasgow friend. Introduce yourself.
Hi, Danny. I'm Ridwan.
Hello.
Hi. So how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Are you enjoying your meetup?
Yeah. It's been fun. We met the chairman of the BSA, British Stammering Association. His name was Glees. And then we went to shopping and rain, and it's been a big hassle.
How did you meet the chairman of the BSA?
Actually, the Norwegian that doesn't stutter arranged that.
That's right. I forgot to mention that. We have a fluenter among us.
She arranged for Lise to meet us in Trafalgar Square in London. And we indeed met up with him and had coffee. And we had a wonderful chat for about an hour. It was great. And we actually recorded part of it.
Fantastic. So are we going to be able to see a clip sometime?
Well, here's the deal, Danny from Stuttering is Cool. We were in a coffee shop and there was quite a bit of background noise. So we will certainly allow people to see and listen to that. If you might be able to work with some editing and maybe reduce some of the background noise.
Sure.
Great. So people can see it if you fix it.
Now, was this meetup in Trafalgar Square, was that the one where you guys also met up in a pub? I'm not sure if it was yesterday or a few. No, this was on Sunday when I was at my Toronto Stutter meetup.
Actually, Sunday, Lisa and I wandered the Queen's second home, this little thing called a castle. Mm-hmm. And we met
just
in
a
the
shed.
Pub. Yeah, just a little shed. And the pub was Monday night, where the BSA had their self-help group meeting, and we all wandered in there for 2 hours. And actually, it was a one wonderful meeting. It was great meeting other people who stammer. So it was. We felt very welcome and very, much involved with the meeting. It was great.
Lisa, I remember you tweeting. I think it was tweeting or Facebooking that this was your first support group meetup.
Yeah, that's right. It was.
How did you feel about it, Lisa?
Would you like to share?
It was good. It was really, really good. Okay.
Were these people that you met for the first time, aside from Pam and Ridwan?
Ridwan? What about Ridwan?
I'm just asking if Lisa had met any of the people at Monday night's meetup before, you know, besides Pam and Ridwan. She had met Tune before.
No, I've not met anyone else, no.
Okay, so what was it like? What was running through your mind as you were in this little stuttering oasis, so to speak? Or at least that's how I find meetups.
I don't know. Lots of emotions. It was great to talk to other people or just be with other people that just felt the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I chatted to another lady and we had lots in common, different things we felt, different things we'd experienced. So, yeah.
Great. Tune, or Tuna. I don't even know how to pronounce her name. I'm sorry.
Tuna. I can't even do it right now. Tuna.
Too tired. Too sleepy, eh?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So what were your thoughts? Being you are currently a high school teacher, I believe, and you are an aspiring speech therapist. So you've been, you know, hanging out with the cool kids for quite some time. In fact, that's how we all met. You guys all met online on Twitter. I would like to say it's because of the magic of my podcast, but that's not the case. And you guys set up this whole meetup in London, England, Milton Keynes, whatever, and in Lisa's place, on Lisa's turf. And where was I going with this? Lost my train of thought. Yeah, so what are your thoughts about this?
Whatever. Very Britishly.
Oh, whatever.
She's trying to tell us something, Danny. We have to say it correctly.
Okay.
Lisa lives in Milton Keynes, England,
which
is a landmark.
Oh.
She wants to be sure, absolutely sure, that your listeners understand that Milton Keynes is not in London. That it's its
no.
own.
It's my
own
mistake
designation.
Because I've never heard of it before. I only know London. It's not that I'm an ignorant North American. I do know geography. I just don't know much about geography. No. Tuna? Tea? Okay, tea. If you could tell us your thoughts about attending a stuttering meetup. Is she awake?
Yeah. Ridwan's just moving the microphone around.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was interesting because it was my first meetup as well.
Mm-hmm.
Never done that before. But they were really friendly. And what did they say? They said something very positive about me being there. What did they say?
That it was wonderful that a fluent would be interested in hanging out with people who stutter. They thought it was great that you felt it was important enough to be there. And so did we. Aww.
Oh, brother, turned into a chick flick.
I took my tiger with me.
Oh, nice. You walked around with a stuffed toy?
I did.
Good.
I did. All right. Proudly.
So what happened with the tiger? Did you take pictures with it or get people to pet it or?
No, that would have been wrong. I just took it with me.
Okay, great stuff. Ridwan, did you do the same? Actually, I'm not even sure if you even have a tiger of your own, a pet tiger.
I really don't have any kind of a tiger with me right now, but I might get one soon.
Actually, is this your first, I guess, stuttering meetup, so to speak?
Well,
now I don't know. You didn't have a chance to go to the pub.
Was this your first?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. Because I couldn't go to this the stuttering support group meetup yesterday, but I kind of met Liz, the chairman of the BSA, which was so cool. He was a very wise man. He gave me a lot of advices, like to be open with our stuttering and to be as what we are. So it was so cool to be with him.
Oh, very nice. Sounds like a lot of positivity.
Or optimism. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, very nice. Describe the scene at the airport at Heathrow when you were all, I guess, picking up Tuna and Pam from the airport. Yeah. Remember, you were uploading photos, taking photos, uploading to your Posterous account. And now, I've done this before where, you know, you go to the arrivals, it's all exciting, people are coming here in the anticipation. So would you like to share? Would, you know, any of you like to share that day? Must have been so exciting.
I went to the airport after Pam arrived in London. So there was no kind of an excitement thing because I know that like you have actually arrived, so there's no like when will she come out and what are we gonna do or something like that.
So she was already there.
So that kind of a thing. So but when Tuna was, you know, coming out, so there was some kind of excitement, from which side will she be coming out, like from the left gate or the right gate and all. So
can you pass that to Lisa? Because she wants to talk about being excited about me arriving.
No, all right. I'm just saying the fact. That's what I felt it.
Interrupted. You're a stutterer.
How do I feel? What I feel.
So I was like boring, really, sort of. Okay.
Actually, I was going to ask ask Lisa her her story. Actually, everybody's story. Like once Red Duan finished his. So so continue.
Okay, I was excited. I was nervous because we'd only spoke over Skype. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was everything. Meeting Pam face to face. Would I recognise you?
Yeah.
The whole lot. It was emotional. Then I had to do it all over again. So I was more amazed that I'd actually found the airport by myself twice. But no, it was. And as soon as Pam walked through the door, it was a lot of emotion, hugging. It was lovely. It was just, but my biggest feeling was to meet someone else that spoke the same way as me, so with the same experience, because I'd not met anyone yet. So
Pam was the first stutterer, Ridwan the second.
Face to face, yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
And like, with us being here, what's it been like for you having other people stutter around you?
Honestly, yeah. Hard. Uh-oh. Really, really hard. Yeah.
How come?
Because I don't know. But, I suppose I don't know.
Is it something like for me, the first time that I started meeting stutterers in real life, it was kind of like that. Well, now, you know, after years of complaining about getting weird looks and feeling and having people feel awkward, now you know what it's like to feel on that side. Like, it was a very odd feeling for myself, because you never want to act like the way all those people did throughout your whole life. So yeah. Was it something like that where you're suddenly thinking, wow, after all these years of saying, I'm just normal, just, you know, look at me the way you look at everybody else. And then now, like, you're kind of put on the spot, so to speak, or did I just put you on the spot right now?
Uh-oh. Well, at all of those, is that what I sound like? Is that how people react? Is that everything? It was, I suppose, facing fears.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've only been open for the last couple of years anyway. I'd do anything to hide it, and I still do quite a lot. But since the last couple of days, I've been me, really, which has been really nice.
I wanted to say that. Like,
it will change when I go back to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Danny, I just want to reiterate that point. I just wanted to update my Twitter and my Facebook status as, like, now I could be me, you know, so something like that. So,
yeah, very nice.
But like, I couldn't do it because I don't know, like, how would people would react to that. So I didn't type it out, but that's what I wanted to do.
So do it when we get
I could
here.
Be me.
When I or you could put it on your blog if you're
exactly
not comfortable
exactly.
with the face.
I would
face
do that. Face. Yeah.
Yeah. Pam.
I would...
Oh, sorry.
What?
Oh, Pam, yeah. So this is your first transatlantic flight. So this must must have been quite a big emotional experience walking through out those doors from the baggage into
your friends. Yeah. It was, yes. Lisa just said the word trust. Like, I felt like, oh my God, what am I doing? I am flying across the pond to stay at somebody's house that I've never met before. And I was worried. I usually am very social and I'm usually very okay with that. But this was a huge trust thing, to just trust that it would be okay to spend the week at somebody's house that I've never met. Never had not met Tun, had not met Ridwan. It was like, oh my God. And of course, a transatlantic flight itself is overwhelming and tiring and exhausting, and the time difference. And it wasn't real till I, you know, stepped off the plane, and I was telling Lisa I screwed up in customs. Like, they gave these landing forms to everybody, and I was asleep on the plane. They handed it out, so I didn't have it. So I waited in line and waited in line and waited in line, and then I get up there and they're like, where's your landing form? I'm like, huh? So they had to, like, push me off to the side, and I had to fill it out, and they wanted to know Lisa's address,
funny
where I was
American.
Staying. And yeah, funny American. And I didn't know her address, so I just put Lisa Webster, Milton Keynes.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, but, like, I kind of felt the same way. Like, when I finally got through customs and came, you know, coming out of the arrival gate, there was, like, all these people. It was much more crowded when I arrived than when Tun arrived. And I was like, oh, my God, like, how am I going to tell where she is? It was packed. And all of a sudden I saw her waving and she had her video camera going. I'm like, oh my God, that's
Oh,
her. So
wow.
it was very, very, very exciting. And, you know, like we hugged and it was really emotional and it was like, oh, this is going to be okay.
But it took us a little while just to
It did.
It
did. Yeah,
I
it did.
But both of us, it was almost like a couple of moments of silence, and then it was just like a surreal feeling.
Very. Yeah. It was awkward. It was awkward. It was like, you know, meeting somebody on a blind date. You know, it was like. Yes, and then she took me to the castle. I'm like, okay, so this is a good way to break the ice. We go to the Queen's castle. And I was trying, I think, hard to make it light. You know, like I think I was kind of embarrassing Lisa a little bit. I was being... I was tired. I was punchy.
Oh, no. You're being American.
Oh, yeah, I'm learning that Americans
Tourist.
Have to curtail our ways a little bit, but yeah.
Stop shouting at people randomly.
Yeah, but you were.
I need one of the guards left, though.
You forgot him
at Buckingham Palace?
Yeah, no, at Windsor Castle.
The ones with the big black hats and.
Hats and the thing,
and they never even move, but you made them laugh.
Yes.
Wow.
And the gang is in the middle screaming thing.
Yes.
Yak is in the middle.
And finally, T, your experience coming through the doors at the airport.
Well, first I was very calm, actually, coming here, which was strange. I had met Lisa before, so that was calming, kind of. But when I got on the plane, I was kind of really scared to meet all these people. I kind of know them. I feel like I know them. But still, meeting in person is something completely different. But when I got there, they were hiding behind this huge column and they had made a poster with my name on it.
Oh my gosh.
And the first thing I heard was Pam screaming my name. And they all jumped out, hugged me, and
What did you do? Scream out Tuna, there's Tuna? And everyone's going to watch
it. Yeah, yes, exactly.
She's there.
I'm like all the all the prim and proper British were like looking at me like, we know who the American is.
I've got my hood up at this point.
But it was funny. We got through the first day and we've actually had a grand day today, all of us together.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah, even though we had to walk for hours in the rain and it was cold, we had a grand day. Wow. Tomorrow night, we're going to, girls' night out, we're going to meet with one of Lisa's friends. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday, I think we're going to kind of have a more unscheduled day, sort of. And then we're going to meet Lisa's sister and her mom.
And Sarah.
So meeting more people and, you know, at least for me, trusting that it will be okay to, you know, stutter openly in front of, you know, Lisa's friends. I'm sure that it will be, but it will still be a moment of, you know, anxiety, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then Friday, we're actually going out to meet somebody that, again, we've not met in person yet, but somebody that we've met on Facebook.
Oh.
We're going to drive out to London and Sheila Denny is going to be
London.
Okay.
No,
Milton Keynes.
Oh, actually, someplace else. Norfolk, right?
Yeah.
Norfolk.
Okay.
And Sheila, who also is a stutterer, but is a Maguire program champion.
Mm.
She's going to make lunch for us at her house. And so it's kind of been like a whirlwind week of meeting lots of different people over here and kind of really seeing that stuttering is universal, which is really kind of cool.
Great, great stuff. Okay, yeah. Well, I guess it's time to have you guys go to bed. And I'm going to go have my after-dinner snack.
Yes, it's 12:30 here and it's 7:30 there,
yeah,
7:30 right?
7:30 here, yeah, exactly. And yeah. It's not raining, so we have better weather, I guess.
Yeah. Well, okay. thanks for having us on the show.
Thanks for staying awake up late on a work night to be on my show. And when you guys all get back, I hope that we could do this again and get some more stories, if possible, of the rest of your trip. And we'll see about posting up your videos or your audios that you all take.
Awesome.
So great. Do we have to say a formal goodbye thing or something like that?
Sure.
Do we have to say, like, you know, you have been listening to stutteringiscool.com podcast. This is Ridwan signing out on behalf of Daniela Rossi. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. But you forgot to mention how listeners can send in their audio. I want to hear from you and play your audio on the next episode of Stuttering is Cool. Record an MP3 and email it to coolstutter@gmail.com. You are free to talk about whatever you like. You can stutter as much as you want to. You can even practice your speech tools. Stuttering is Cool is a podcast that is meant for us to hear each other stutter and feel less alone in our stuttering. Stephen, the guy behind the Twitter feed for the British Stammering Association, has declared the last Friday of every month to be Stammering Stuttering Non-Avoidance Day. So that means on that day, we choose one thing that we normally would avoid on, be it calling someone on the phone or during tickets, things like that, our typical avoidance scenarios. We choose one and we just not and we not avoid. The last Friday of this month is coming up, so why not give Non-Avoidance Day a try and head on over to the British Stammering Association's Facebook page, fan page, which you'll find in the show notes of this episode, and to share what you've not avoided for Stammering and Stuttering Non-Avoidance Day. Cheers, everybody, and hope you have a spot of tea for me while you're there.
All right.
Sure,
some
right.
Scones.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Good night. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.